Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay.
All right, I would like to hear that response now without the applause sign. Okay, I walk on the stage. Even better, get rid of the sign. Well, thank you. Thank you for faking that. This one is thinking it's coming untied here.
Thank you, thank you. Yep.
It's not a problem now, but when you're out there and going through a snowbank or something, that comes off on you, and what, in worst case scenario, you lose the shoe in the snowbank?
That's right.
And these are not cheap shoes. These are very nice. Have you got room in the toe?
Barely. These are double tied so that I don't fall down.
Okay, right there. And you are?
Bob.
Bob, what are you doing these days?
I'm just trying to figure out what to do with my life. I just retired.
Doesn't that ever end? I'm so tired of figuring out my life. You just retired now?
Just in November. I've been working on it for a while.
What field were you in?
I was a physician.
My brother, too. My brother just retired in California, kind of a, you know, California physician type. And he retired, and he's and now he's going to volunteer as a doctor.
That sounds like a good idea.
Clayton, why don't you just keep working then? Why volunteer and not get paid for doing the same thing you've been doing all these years, 50 years, whatever?
I just like to work without so many computers around me.
Yeah. Or insurance companies, right?
Insurance companies would be good, yeah.
What'd you say your name was again?
Bob.
Bob, and you would be then?
Mary.
You guys just use the first names usually?
That's it, yeah.
Are you retired as well, or are you still working?
Retired also.
You are? Yeah. And what field were you in?
I was always home with kids, so.
A home field.
Yeah. Well, a nurse. I was a nurse.
Is that how you met the doctor here?
We met in Switzerland. Oh. Yeah.
The bank or what?
No.
You saw the doctor taking his money to the bank and you.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
It's been wonderful.
Excellent. Bob and Mary, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give them something. Let's give them a little song.
Okay.
Retired?
Something to entertain the mind, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Bottle of wine.
Okay. How about a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
From Wisconsin Wines from the award-winning Wollersheim Winery.
Yeah.
There you go.
Start your retirement off right there. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming here. Carolyn Goldbach from Hill Point, Wisconsin, is a criminal background researcher. Cool. Carolyn, where are you? Does my name come up? Huh? Feldman?
Yes.
It has come up?
It's your name. Oh, no.
In what context, or can't you say?
Oh, what's that?
My name, when it came up in your criminal background researching.
Right.
What, do you remember what the context was, or are you not allowed to say?
I'm not allowed to say.
You're not allowed to say, okay. I won't make the trip all the way back there for that. Because that I could have told you. Okay. Well, I'll come. What?
Go talk to her.
Okay, I'll go talk to her. Because criminal background could be helpful in the future. Let's see. All the way back here. Through the crowd. Through the throngs. It's hard to weave my way through the masses. And yet I do it. And where is she? Here she is. I guess you stand up and just... talk about this here. Is this for someone who's looking for a field to get into, criminal background research, good field?
It's been very good for me.
Yeah,
it's my own business. So.
Oh, it's your own?
Yeah. I primarily do Illinois, however, even though I live in Wisconsin. So
are you like a private eye then, or how does that work?
I don't have a private eye license, but
okay.
I have people in Chicago. And
you know people in Chicago? Or you have people?
That do background checks for me, so.
Now, when you say background checks, are these invasive background checks?
No, it's...
find them in their particular background and while they're in it?
No, it's trying to find out if they're crooks when they're applying for jobs, so.
Oh, I see. That's a good thing. Like resume?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keywords in a resume?
Would be?
Red flags in a resume, what do you see?
Oh, burglary, murder.
Leave it off the resume, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very helpful. Even though you were doing pretty well at it. Is that Jeff then? With you there? Hey, Jeff. I like this because it says, commercial property owner, feed birds. Are you responsible for a number? Because I feel like St. Francis Feldman over them, because I got all these birds that look to me. I was sitting down there to write some jokes or whatever I do, and some ad libs, and all the birds are on the bush again in my window. There's like 4, 5, 6 of them, sparrows. And so I got to go up and give them something to throw out. You know, it's intimidating.
It is. Are you feeding them or do you just watch?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the squirrels, too, and I resent the squirrels, but they get fed while feeding. They get everything that's for the birds.
They have to live, too.
I don't know. I sort of like them now. Stage in my life, anything is better than nothing.
Sounds like me.
How many birds do you feed?
Oh, gosh.
She said.
Acres.
Oh, 20 species maybe. And
so you got a big place and a lot of birds depend on you.
Yeah, we have a farm out in Hill Point.
Where?
In Hill Point, by Hill Point.
So how do you feed a farm's worth of birds? You just grow corn?
25 bird feeders, bird bath.
Yeah.
Nothing but
bird bath all winter up there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless the power goes out.
Yeah. And they ever freeze in a little bird bath there if the power goes out? That'd be terrible.
A couple now and then. No, not really.
Is there anything else grow on this farm besides birds?
A lot of trees. We've planted a lot of trees.
Mm-hmm. You are a St. Francis more than I, so yeah. I shake your hand, even though I got an owie. Oh, what? I was just getting started.
I know.
Who ended up getting that four disclaimer thing? Oh, in front there. Okay, good. I'll come back around then. And we'll go on with this here. As you know, this is a quiz show. Maybe you didn't know that. But so it's a general knowledge quiz, but there are certain disclaimers we have to read legally and by law, both those things. And before we can do that, we have to find someone who does it. And here is someone who's willing to do it. May I get you to stand up here? You are?
I'm Becky Soley from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Hey, Becky from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. I'll give this to you and get out of your way.
The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, gotta like the weather that makes you feel like a hero getting the paper. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Very well done. You can have that as a little souvenir. Whoop. Did you do your own nails? You did your mom's nails?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say that, but I thought it might be insulting to say it looks... Yeah, very nice. What is that called on her nails there?
A flower, I don't know.
Flowers?
Yeah.
You do your own too?
Yeah. They came off.
Matching nails with your mom. I think that's very sweet. I love it. Oh, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try the... Yes, okay. Never mind. Just one guy anyhow. You look pretty relaxed. You feeling okay? Yeah, here, stand up here. And let's see if you qualify. No one has not qualified ever, so it's unlikely that you won't qualify. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, and you are?
Chris.
Chris? Okay, we used to have first and last names, I noticed, but some years ago it was just the first name. That's okay. Chris, are you from around here? Or?
Lake Mills, Wisconsin.
Lake Mills! Okay, there's the other resident of Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Chris, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I've been listening to you forever. Well, forced to listen to you forever. And
were you incarcerated? Or?
Yeah, live with my parents. So.
Okay, well, that's there. Okay. Hey, how are you? Thank you for making him listen. Come on, Chris. For mom and dad, let's make this a good one. Have a seat there if you would. water is still fresh. Isn't that cute? He's hugging the emu. That's just stuff, you know. So are you still living at home, then, Chris?
Yeah, back and forth.
Back and forth, yeah?
Yeah.
How old are you, if you don't mind
35.
Me asking? 35, okay. Pushing the envelope there. That's okay.
Everybody's a comedian.
No, yeah, I know. No, not everybody, apparently. So you had to listen, like, on the way to soccer practice and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, no, it's nothing else to do on Saturday morning.
Nothing else to do? What would you prefer to be doing, like, on a Saturday morning, as a child, I mean?
Oh, playing with Tonka toys.
Tonka toys?
Yeah, remember those when they were actually metal?
Yes, I do.
No, toys were metal, not plastic, and people weren't worried about eating.
And erector sets. Did you have an erector? You're not old enough to have an erector set. I had a superb erector set. It was, but my brother Arthur took it over and started making weird creatures out of it that could attack me. Because it had a motor. It could make actually robots that walked and attacked your little brother. But that was pretty cool. And so what do you do these days?
Right now I am an aspiring couch potato.
Okay. All right. You need to talk in this a little bit.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I know you're relaxed, though. You know how to relax, don't you? Are you actually,
actually
a calm individual, or are you?
No, I just, when I'm really nervous, I look calm.
Oh, do you? That's cool, though. Yeah. I tend to do that, too. I get nervous, and I become calm.
Yeah. If you feel my heart right now, it's probably like...
Maybe another time.
Are you sure?
Well, are you trained in something, or did...
I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah. Know.
Right now,
I'm not
actually,
asking about that. I mean, have you been trained in any vocation? I mean,
no. Right now, actually, I'm working. The new store opened up in Lake Mills, Lake Mills Market.
I saw that in the paper there.
Yeah, pretty cool store.
Yeah,
come and visit us.
Okay, that's cool. And mom and dad, how are mom and dad doing? Good. They look like they're doing good.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
You like having them home, right?
Oh yeah.
So far, so good.
Yep, mows the lawn and.
I get the paper in the cold.
Yeah. You have the paper in the cold, you mow the lawn when it's warm. What could you ask for? That's great. Chris, someone out there plays along with you. That's how this works. I don't know if you ever listened to an entire show. But how does that work then, Sarah Nix?
People who want to play along at home, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question of your choice.
Okay, of the latest batch of 715 new planets, how many actually look promising? If you listened, if you made it through the monologue, you probably would know that. If you didn't, you won't know that, so it's to your detriment. How many of the new 715 new planets they found look promising in terms of life, I guess? That's what I mean by promising. If life is promising, then they look promising. We need a number there from you. Phones are ringing off the hook there. Okay, there's one. Judy's in Memphis. Hey, Judy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
What kind of winter you had there in Memphis?
Wonderful, sunny, and outselling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, you are right now?
Yes, but the Girl Scouts are taking care of it.
Yeah, you know, we know like several people with Girl Scout age kids. We have about 20 boxes of cookies so far. So I just make an appeal, don't come around anymore, because we buy them by the same six, and I like some of them and not others.
Hi, my daughters. Huh? Thank you for your support.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter was trying to say hello.
They're okay. Good. But no cookies, please.
No more cookies.
Of the latest batch of 715 new planets, how many are promising for life, Judy?
Percentage or number?
A number.
Number.
Number between 1 and 4.
I like 4.
Four is right, Judy. All right. Put down those cookies.
Good okay. job, Judy.
Yeah, Judy, this is Chris. He's your partner in this. You work together with him.
Hey, Judy.
Great. Hey, Chris.
Are you in a good place to do this or on somebody's porch?
No, I'm okay. I'm out in the front of Lowe's, actually. We sell at Kroger's and Lowe's. And, I'm sorry, I'm probably not supposed to put names out there. But
okay, well, you got various categories here, and let's hear those, Sarah Nix.
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Which one would you like, Judy?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends it is. Okay, the dirtiest part of a doctor. Is it his stethoscope, his hair, or the soles of his shoes?
I heard this from Chris. It's a stethoscope.
Oh,
is it really? What is your doctor doing with the stethoscope?
I don't know. They're just not cleaning it.
Just answer the questions, Chris. It'll go easier on you. Stethoscope?
Sure.
Stethoscope is right. Yes, they're filthy. And they take him home with them, too, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's left there?
That's one right and zero wrong.
Yeah.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay. Chris?
Science.
Science. 4-ethylonactyl. 4-ethylonactyl is more commonly known as one of the following: curdled milk, odor of male goat, or Axe deodorant.
I think goat's the funniest.
I like
goat is the funniest. Good, good man. Chris, have you done improv or stand up? Are you a comic? Have you thought about doing comedy?
No.
Because you got a good demeanor and a good delivery, I think.
Thank you.
Stuff you say isn't funny yet, but you got to work on it.
I was excited to come on here to hear Matt.
What?
To hear Matt.
Yeah, he's cool, isn't he?
He's in Old School. I like that movie too.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff, actually. And so that
that's two right and zero wrong.
We could talk all day, but I got to do this.
Yeah, okay.
And
the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Judy?
How about people, places, or things you should have learned in school?
Those
are all different categories.
The categories
that's
the
like
categories
about seven categories.
Current events.
It's going to be a long answer.
People.
Oh, boy.
Places.
Okay. What? Which one,
things
then?
Things you should have learned in school.
Well, had you been paying attention?
Okay. Had I been paying attention.
Yeah, that's long enough. Did the ancient Mycenaeans of ancient Greece have nonstick pans?
Can you say that again?
I don't think so, but I will try. Did the ancient Mycenaeans of ancient Greece have nonstick pans?
Are you saying pans or pants?
Nonstick pants? I guess either one would work. Don't think of it.
Oh, pans. Like, did they have nonstick pans cooking?
Pans, yes. Cooking pans. Am I that hard to understand? To me, I'm speaking perfectly good English. But, you know, I'm at the age where it's entirely possible I am babbling.
Chris, do you have
I don't
any
think
ideas?
So, Judy. I don't know, but,
nonstick
you know.
Nonstick pans.
Could be a trick question.
Could be.
Let's go with it.
Yeah, let's go with it. That's
you say
odd.
Yes?
Okay.
Yes, they had ceramic. They cooked in ceramic things that were nonstick. I don't know if that was their motive. I'm not Mycenaean or ancient. I'm ancient, but okay.
That's three right and zero wrong.
Oh, they won.
They have in fact won.
But if they want to go for the whole thing, can they do that?
They can. They could risk it all for the mother load.
Oh, do you want to do that? You want to go for the mother load by answering one more question?
Why not?
Knowing that if you get it wrong, you lose everything, and you have to move out of your parents' house.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tough one.
What do you think, Judy?
Yes, let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay, what the heck? You'll find a place.
The categories left are current events, people, or places.
There's big boxes at the store.
Okay. Oh. What? Yeah, this is a nice one of those boxes. Good source of boxes. It's perfect.
Refrigerators. Maybe.
Yeah, which one would you want?
Well, American's going out of business. What? What?
I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're the bad one. The category.
Which one did we do yet?
There are current events, people, and places remaining.
Let's do current events.
Current events, right out of the news. Quote of the week has to be, "I may be a white boy, but I can jump." Who said it? This is too easy.
Oh, no.
Woody Harrelson?
That's really old.
No,
but
that's
I mean,
from the movie.
Not this week.
No, this is someone in the news, a high-level official of the United States of America, said, "I may be a white boy, but I can jump."
Then
very well known, high
Joe
level,
Biden.
Pretty high level person. You're saying Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Oh, I don't know, because I know those.
Yeah,
like,
Judy, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, president, vice president, Joe Biden.
I'll buy that.
Who else would say that? Of course, you won. Congratulations,
Chris. this, you'll be able to slice, dice, and chop to your heart's content with a cutting board from the Kenosha News, one-time home of Bob the Evening News Dog, and finally understand human nature with Charles Duhigg's The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business from Random House, manage stress and make positive change in your life with Kelly McGonigal's The Willpower Instinct, How Self-Control Works, Why It Matters, and What You Can Do to Get More of It from Avery, and if all else fails, go down with Andrew Blum's Tubes, A Journey to the Center of the Internet from HarperCollins.
Where's my books these days?
Judy,
everything
start
but my
your
books.
Day. Well, I don't know, man. Should we give him one
Where
of your books?
Books?
You can have one of Michael's books, too. Judy, start your day with What Do You Know Away with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend and sail into the sunset with rich and tasty Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And then enjoy wildly fresher breath with Meshuggah Mints, Crazy Strong, certified kosher, and packed in a reusable tin from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. Keep chapped lips at bay in cold weather with all-natural, super-moisturizing, and long-lasting Badger Lip Balm from W.S. Badger & Company. And a bunch of other things that I do not have time to tell you.
But not my book.
But not your books. I have to tell you, Peoria fans, Michael and the gang will be in your neck of the woods on Saturday, March 22nd. Come to the Five Points Theater in Washington, Illinois to be a part of the show. Tickets for the broadcast are available at notmuch.com.
It's here for Chris, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And Judy at home. Judy, hang on. We'll make sure to get a number from you. Thanks for playing.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Gotta get my books out here. What happened to my books? We gotta watch them. They're lying around gathering dust.